I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Pressure is building for Dominique Strauss-Kahn to step down as head of the International Monetary Fund. Strauss-Kahn remains in custody at the Rikers Island prison in New York City, facing sexual assault and attempted rape charges. But so far, he hasn't resigned as IMF chief. His deputy, John Lipsky, has been appointed acting managing director of the IMF, though, and there's already talk of what comes next. Kenneth Rogoff was a chief economist at the IMF. Ken Rogoff, customarily the World Bank gets an American head while the IMF's top slot is reserved for a European. But now we're seeing many countries, including some emerging nations like India and Brazil, jockeying to be the next head of the IMF. What do you think? Is this process up for grabs?
Absolutely. In fact, everyone who cares about the IMF and the World Bank thinks that it's high time that we have someone who's not European at the IMF and someone who's not American to head the World Bank. These are international organizations. They represent the whole world. They're very good candidates from other regions. It would really be a catastrophe if they put another European in after Strauss-Kahn.
Well, when Strauss-Kahn was chosen to head the IMF in 2007, he said that his appointment would be the last time a European would automatically get the nod. I guess what we want to know is, how is that nod given? Is the process transparent or a product of backdoor dealing?
It is the product of backdoor dealings and incredibly non-transparent, and it's time to change that, too. It's a fairly technocratic position. The person needs to be a world leader, but also needs expertise in finance, a little bit of a cross between being head of central bank and a politician. I think they should have an outside committee vet names and then suggest a small number of names which the politicians can choose from.
There is an acting managing director at the IMF right now, but given this kind of quasi-power vacuum we're seeing, are any of the IMF Eurozone bailouts like Greece, Ireland, and Portugal in danger?
I don't think so in the near term. The problem is that Europe is nowhere near the end game of this. It's years away, and there are important technical and political decisions to be taken, and the IMF is going to have to take an increasingly tough stand. I don't think they can go along forever with this European idea that there's really no solvency problem in Europe and you can just keep feeding it money.
As far as the Strauss-Kahn affair goes, I noticed a quote today from the Spanish finance minister, Elena Salgado, who said, "If I had to show my solidarity and support for someone, it would be toward the woman who has been assaulted, if that really is the case, that she has been." I'm just wondering if you think any of this may lead us to a situation where gender dynamics are given serious consideration at the IMF.
I would think it has to have some effect. That said, I do think that it's more likely that the next head of the IMF will still be a male, just given the candidates out there, but perhaps in the near future it will be a woman.
Kenneth Rogoff was a chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. He's now a professor of economics and public policy at Harvard. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.